Well, to begin with, what is terrorism? Got to say something about that. A U.S. Army manual in 1984, which defines terrorism as the calculated use of violence or the threat of violence to attain goals that are political, religious, or ideological in nature. Well, that seems simple, appropriate. Particularly good choice because the timing, 1984. 1984, you'll recall, was the time when the Reagan administration was waging a war against terrorism.
Once upon a time in this dream world, America, before them hijackers brought home mass hysteria, breaking their perilous peace accords with our government. Behind to get the passports, supplies, and transport. Former CIA ops don't know how to stop. Let's take it back to 84, in the Afghan war, when Papa Bush and Bin Laden ran loose up in the garden, pushing and prodding, more firing, warmongering, bartering our future. They've been dealing in arms, small tech, Timber Laden, anthrax, Saddam. All sides profiteering from a war without end, betraying family oil business as a war against sin. But the massive profit margin got a muscling in. So spin doctors spew their hatred, saying us against them. And Al-Qaeda speaks the same, two sides to the coin. Dangerous demagogues all declaring jihad. See jihad to a hypocrite, a war for the spoils. Meanwhile jihad to the seculars, a war for the oil. Jihad is intense struggle, body, soul, and the mind. But I digress. Let me take you back to the time when television was serving us paganism and pageantry, and the world was emerging from Reaganism and agony. We were sailing his majesty and his arrogant fantasies. The American odyssey never knows no modesty. Speaking honestly, y'all admonish me if you want, but if you sleep to foreign policy, you're constantly front. Never question why the world's iniquitous and a ubiquitous tip. Ridiculous to think our grip wouldn't slip. You wasn't meant for this grip, that kind of ish doesn't sit. And other people wasn't meant for this, the timidest flip. And out of impetus, it's simple, it's been simmering long, until we woke up late one morning and wondered
what went wrong.
The song remains the same, we go through pain in vain, while the elites maintain, exploit our pain for gain. Keep invading planes, cause that's the tacit aim. And when a dang thing changed to the acid rain, they claim these bastards came, learn master planes after the crash that came. Quickly plastered names, get the alleged architects of the disaster fame, while they blast their claims all in the master's name. And that's the shame, and as they cast the blame, I ascertain facts fast and maintain, cause no man sneaks past the flame. Gotta grasp the reins and smash these games, this madness has to change. Power to the people, no doubt.
In fact, if you compare Osama bin Laden and Bush and Blair, the rhetoric is remarkably similar. Take a look, compare the speeches. Like, you know, Osama bin Laden raves on about how it's our duty to drive the infidels out of our lands. Okay. And Bush and Blair say we have to drive evil out of the world. Yeah, they're saying about the same thing. The only difference is that when Osama bin Laden refers to our lands, he means Muslim lands. And when Bush and Blair talk about our lands, they mean the world, the universe. But that reflects the difference in power. On the other hand, the